Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Buckets in the 503. This holiday edition, as we break down the Les Schwab Invitational, one of the biggest stages in high school basketball in Oregon and the nation, for that matter. It's a neutral floor down there at PSU. Gym's probably going to be packed this year. We have some national powerhouses coming to the stage this year, and we're here to break down the matchups. I'm your host, Nawan Thompson. I'm here with my co-host,
Curtis Williams, back here to break down the Les Schwab Invitational.
Yeah, and, we're going to go ahead and let Curtis put his picks on the record, we're going to go ahead and break down each one of these matchups. This year, Les Schwab Invitational, normally it's a 16-team bracket. This year is 18 teams with, it's a little bit different this year where Rainier Beach gets a bye. They'll only play three teams instead of four in the Les Schwab Invitational, but it's good to have Rainier Beach here. Good to see Tyrone Stokes and J.J. Crawford coming in to Portland, and someone will have a chance to play against them, and that'll be a lot of fun. And then you have Roosevelt, Westview, and Gresham playing in the consolation side on the first night. But as we break down the actual 16-team tournament, that the people that are in it with a chance to win, the first game, game number 12 on the schedule, happening at 5:15 on the 27th, will be Grant versus Columbus. Curtis, tell me a little bit about Columbus team coming in from out of state.
Columbus is loaded. Last year they had the Boozer brothers and Jason Richardson's son, but Jason Richardson's son left a couple of games into the season to go to prep school. But they're still loaded, have multiple D1 players. Currently they're ranked as one of the top 10 high schools in the country right now. If you take out the prep schools, we have three teams in Les Schwab that are all top 10 in the country. And Sierra Canyon, Rainier Beach, and Columbus. So they're definitely a powerhouse. And so, Grant's kind of overmatched. As any Oregon high school probably would be versus Columbus. But it was a great experience for them to get a chance to play against these guys. Grant has some dynamic young guys. You got Malik Mason, 6'6" wing, could really shoot. Had a 33-point game early in the season versus Centennial. Has a chance to possibly be a D1 player. You got Jamari Sanders, another long lefty wing who transferred from Roosevelt to Grant. Super athletic, that's thrown down numerous monster dunks this season so far. You got another kid that played varsity as a freshman last year, and Jacob Harper Grant. He's had a multiple 20-point games to start the season. And their freshman who just came back off an injury, you got Abraham Congan, 6'5 freshman, been dunking since seventh grade, dynamic athlete, projects to probably be a D1 player eventually. And they got a smart, tough point guard in Jalen Mills, who transferred to Grant from Central Catholic. He's a sophomore, too. So the future definitely is bright for Grant as they look to build for the future in this new era of Grant High School basketball. In this matchup, they'll probably be overmatched. Columbus will probably expect Columbus to win probably easily, but I expect Grant to fight hard.
No, definitely. Like you said, Jason Richardson went ahead and transferred out of there, but they still post, two players in the top 100 players in the nation, and Caleb Gaskin over there at Columbus High School, and then Felipe is number 68 in the rankings for Columbus High School. So, Grant will be outmatched in this one. However, it is a very young group, a very dynamic group. Even though they are 1-2 currently on the season. They've had some tough games. They lost one to a veteran-heavy Barlow team, and then with Oregon City, lost 48-61. But that game was a lot closer than the score appeared, you know. And they have some young bumps that they have to work through. And I know Coach Brownhill over there is going to do a good job of getting those guys ready to go and showing them the ropes as the season goes on. So only for Grant to put up a fight. This is just great experience for them to be in the Les Schwab Invitational and play against the powerhouse and see what it's like to be an ESPN top 100 type player to go against someone like that. Not many people get that opportunity, and they're blessed to have. The next game that we have is a good one. We have the 5A favorites, Park Rose versus Nelson. Park Rose, you know, they've been undefeated and just currently blowing through everybody this season. The closest game they've had so far, I believe, has been by 30. Now, maybe a 19-point game, looks like, is the closest one they've had so far in the schedule. So this would be probably the first test that they have. Going into it, you know, they're led by Fuzzy Montague over there with Varick Hargis, Keon Gates, Keon James, and then Victor Norris. And so that star-studded group over there, you know, they're going to be running and gunning. I know Kendrick Williams is going to have them playing defense and scrapping all over the court. And we'll see if Nelson's ready for that high-octane defense that Park Rose tends to bring.
Yeah, also with Park Rose, the newcomer, who's actually the leading scorer this year, is the assistant coach, Willie Hall's son, Jaden Hall. I think he's averaging like 20-plus points a game so far this year. I think around 24, 25, lefty, sophomore. So the future's bright for Park Rose. They have a couple freshmen, a couple sophomores, a couple juniors, and a couple seniors, you know. So I know they're hungry because a lot of these kids have played at the 6A level and have played in Les Schwab before. And so the talent level that they'll play at the rest of their schedule isn't going to be like the Les Schwab schedule. So I know a lot of these guys are been having this Les Schwab circle on their schedule all season long.
No, absolutely. They're going to be hungry for this one, you know, as this is probably going to be their best games of the season until they get to league play. And then you get on the Nelson side. You know, Nelson's projected top 10 team coming into the season. Lost a couple games that you just didn't expect them to lose early in the season. They lost a 25-point game to Lake Oswego, and then in the Capital City Classic, losing to West Albany by 12. Two double-digit losses that you just don't expect from Nelson. So we'll see if they can bounce back. I know they've been out there star point guard Braylon Gaines this season, but they were projected to basically be the deepest team in 6A so far this year. And so I think they're just trying to figure out how their lineups are going to work, and I'm sure Blanks will be able to steer that ship. Curtis, talk about what you've seen so far for Nelson.
They've been having some breakout games from their 2027 guard, Jaden Chigronis. He's been having a couple of huge games. Carter Lockhart, one of the top kids in the 2028 class, had some huge games. They've just been by committee. The Capital City Classic, I know Leo Oshinico was one of the top players of the game at one of their games. And then I've seen Cooper Day have some monster games. And so they're definitely balanced. But as we know, it's different team, different identity when you don't have Braylon Gaines out there. But they do have a lot of talent, still talented. They have a couple of bigs, a couple of long athletic wings to play football. And so, I think it's probably the best game of the first round. One of the best games of the first round. I ain't going to say the best, but one of the best games of the first round. And so if I had to predict I think one of the deciding factors is that Nelson's fresh off the Capital City Classics. They basically just had to play four games in 5 days. And then you got Christmas Eve and Christmas off, and then you're going right up to play against Park Rose. So I don't know how, you know, physically, mentally fatigued Nelson will be. But if I had to predict, I'd say Park Rose wins this matchup. One, it probably means a lot more to them because they're not going to play, you know. I mean, Nelson has monster teams in their league, you know, and Park Rose, they feel like they're the favorites in 5A, and I think they want to prove that they're one of the top teams of the state, not just 5A, this tournament. And so if I predict, I'd say Park Rose wins this game.
Park Rose for the win, yeah. You know, one thing that Nelson has going for them, they have been in the Les Schwab Invitational before, so they probably aren't going to have those jitters that teams tend to get, you know, when those lights turn really bright at the Les Schwab Invitational. And also, you know, it is early in the season, so playing a lot of games early in the season may not hurt them as much. And, you know, maybe there's a miraculous comeback with Braylon Gaines for Nelson to be able to play in the Les Schwab Invitation. You know, wishing him health to help Nelson bounce back and start getting some wins on the win column over there. And then in the next game, we have Central Catholic versus Canby. Central Catholic right now, you know, their record doesn't indicate as good as they really are. They're currently 2-3, but two of those losses were to really tough Utah teams and the other one versus Southridge at the Cage. And so, you know, Central Catholic, you know, arguably has the best starting five in 6A basketball going against Canby, who is a top 5A team. Curtis, talk about a little bit about this matchup.
I think Central Catholic wins this one by a lot. I mean, Canby just played Clackamas. Clackamas overmatched them, won by close to 30. And so I just think Central Catholic athleticism and the way how fast they play and their shooting, I think it would just be a little bit too much for Canby. Central Catholic still has their top six is, I mean, their top six guys could probably start for anybody. Maybe even seven guys could start for anybody with Jocko. And so I don't know if anybody on Canby could start for Central Catholic. So I just think that's just a huge mismatch. Even though I do like Canby's team, I think they'll be one of the final eight teams in 5A. I just think it's just a lopsided mismatch. I mean, typically Central Catholic gets a lot of love in the first round matchups at the Les Schwab. And so if you're playing Central Catholic in the first round, usually not a good sign.
Yeah, Central Catholic is loaded, and, you know, they're going to run and, you know, play with that pace. And, you know, I just don't know if Canby has the athletes to even play at that pace that Central Path can go at. You know, they can turn up to a whole nother gear, and I expect to see that in that first round matchup versus Canby. And then the next game should be a really good one. You have the 12s and Timberwolves versus Pace Academy. Pace Academy coming out of Georgia. And, you know, they're looking to come to the Les Schwab for the first time. They're a solid team. But then you have 12 and Timberwolves, a very experienced group with arguably the best player in Oregon and Jamai Lake, along with Junior in the backcourt. And, you know, you could see that pace in those two guards really trying to take over against Pace. This will be a very intriguing matchup. You know, it's always good to see the out-of-state teams come in and play one of the Oregon top teams and see how that matchup goes. Curtis, what do you think is going to happen in that Tualatin versus Pace matchup?
Don't know too much about Pace. I know they're not as highly ranked as the other out-of-state teams that we have in the Les Schwab. I want to say Tualatin. Tualatin's going to win the game. But a deciding factor also could be Tualatin did just play four games in 5 days at the Capital City Classic. So see how their legs and their stamina is, because if you play another four games and it's such a quick turnaround. But I got Tualatin. Tualatin with the upset. Or I don't even know if it's upset, but I got Tualatin in the first game.
Right, Tualatin in the first game. Yeah, you know, like most games, you know, we haven't seen too much on this on the roster for Pace Academy. Looks like they do have some bigs, the 6'10 senior Jake Agola. So we'll see, you know, if that size is a hindrance for the Timberwolves. We know their guard play is always going to be elite, but will their bigs be able to withstand the bigs of Pace Academy? You know, and also, you know, coming from out of state, those teams tend to be really hungry and play a different style of basketball. And so, you know, we'll see if they can deal with that physicality that Pace brings to the table. And then the next game, we have the number one team in OSAA versus the number one team in the coaches poll. We have Oregon City versus Southridge. Big time matchup in December. It feels like for Southridge, we always have a big time matchup on the schedule, as we've already played Tualatin, Central Catholic, Lake Oswego, and now the undefeated Oregon City Pioneers, currently led by Elijah Scott and Eli Hopkins. Both are out there killing it, shooting close to 40% from three. The front line poses huge problems with their 6'6" big man, Connor Lemon, Alarion Scott, down there pulling down all the rebounds. And then you have Eli Hopkins as well, 6'6", very dynamic athlete and a big-time three-point threat out there killing it for those guys. You know, Curtis, how do you see this game going down?
Well, first I'd say that if they would have seen the records ahead of time, then they probably wouldn't have made this a first-round matchup. But I think this game comes down to style of play. I think if it's a faster style of play, I think Southridge wins. I think if it's a half-court game, I think Oregon City has a better chance. But with the experience and the guard play, I'm gonna give Southridge the edge. I think they have better shooting and just more experienced guards. And I think Oregon City does have the advantage on the inside. But, you know, when you go play these college courses, you see at the Chalice Center, I mean, the
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Of course, a lot bigger. You know, so shooting does play a factor into it, but I'm going to go with Southridge.
All right. With Southridge, you know, guard play is always a huge factor. Been a top, one of the best scoring teams in 6A for the past 3 years. I don't think there's an exception to that this year. But really, styles make fights in Oregon City's, you know, one of those teams that they're going to break out that 2-3 zone. They're going to, you know, rebound the ball really well, and they're going to play some high low and go inside out. And so it's just going to be, you know, a battle of styles and seeing which style fares out at the 6A level, you know. But make no mistake about it, Oregon City has some tough guards as well down there. You know, Elijah Scott's doing a heck of a job over there, you know, getting to the rim. You know, his catch and shoot has to be close to 42% right now on the season. And so those guys are looking very disciplined over there and doing a great job being 7-0.
And we got the OSA curse. If anybody knows, the head coach at Grant, Sean Brown, his dad is David Brown, he says there's always the OSA curse. So whenever a team gets an OSA article written about them, they usually lose the next game. And there was a big article in Oregon City yesterday. And so I know that happened to Benson after our first game. We had an OSA article and lost the next game. Same thing happened to Nelson. So there's an unwritten rule of the OSA curse on the men's high school basketball. Whenever you get an article written about you, you lose the next game. And so we'll see, though. All jokes aside, I mean, I think that's probably the best first-round matchup. So, you know, we'll see the team that's favored to win the Metro League versus one of the favorites to win the Three Rivers League. So we'll see how that plays out.
And then the next game that we have on the schedule is going to be Jesuit Crusaders versus Barlow Bruins. You know, Jesuit right now led by Sam Kirby and Major Williams going against Madden Cummings and in the Barlow Bruins. You know, this would be a really good game. A lot of toughness. We'll see if Jesuit's run and jump style of basketball will be able to rattle the Bruins, or will they be able to withstand it and, you know, take care of business over there. So, Curtis, how do you see this matchup playing out?
I mean, these are two teams that are basically been in the Les Schwab. I mean, almost grandfathered in at this point. I don't know if there's been a Les Schwab where Jesuit was even in it. Two of the top coaches in the history of the state of Oregon going at it. Rematch of the state championship game last year. And so, I mean, Barlow's still has some talent. They're not as good as they were last year, but they're still a feisty team. And then Jesuit, same thing. So, I mean, in this particular game, I think I'm going to go with Jesuit. I think Jesuit just has a little bit more firepower at the guard standpoint. But I think this game's going to be a lot closer than people think. Madden Cummings is having a huge year for Barlow this year so far, as is Maddox Young. And then with Jesuit, they've had multiple leading scores every single game. You know, they had Major Williams been leading score multiple times. They've had Joe Simpson, Ryan Barone, Sam Kirby had a huge game versus Jefferson last week. And so Jesuit's one of those teams where they have a leading score every single game. So I think Jesuit has more weapons. They're a lot deeper. And so I think I'm going to go with Jesuit for that game. But, I mean, this is probably as we've seen in the state championship game, the most wins between two head coaches combined going off against each other as they did in the state championship game, going at it again as the Jesuit tries to get their redemption after losing in the state championship game.
Yeah, both teams lost major pieces after last season. So this will be a great game if you want to see a coaching battle and like the simplistics of the game and watching the minor details and adjustments that coaches make. I think this game is going to have all that for you. And so it'd be fun to watch these two go at it again to 6A finals rematch at PSU. And then the next game we have Clackamas versus Sierra Canyon. Clackamas led by RJ Bynum and Sirius Owens going against the national powerhouse team in Sierra Canyon. Tough draw for the Clackamas Cavaliers as they have to take on a powerhouse team like Sierra Canyon. But it's a good, return to the Les Schwab Invitational for them. And it's a great experience that they'll be able to have and take into the season with them. Curtis, how do you see this matchup shaking out?
Sierra Canyon is one of the top 10 teams in the country, one of the top 10 high school teams in the country, if you take out the prep schools. They have a dynamic, one of the top point guard in the country in Brandon McCoy. They also have Maxim Adams, Jordan Mize, one of the top 2028 kids, play for Seattle Rotary Rebels. Sierra Canyon is loaded. I mean, they're probably one of the favorites to win the whole tournament. But then, Clackamas has some players that will play at the next level. I mean, RJ Barham, the second leading scorer in the state last year, already has a Division I offer and Division I interest from multiple schools. You got Sirius Owens who will play at probably the D1, D2 level. You got Max Martineau, another junior that will probably play at the if he decides to play college basketball, could have a chance to play college basketball. But it's just a tough matchup. I think Clackamas will fight hard, make it respectable. But Sierra Canyon just being loaded and their second time coming to Les Schwab. I don't know. I got Sierra Canyon winning the game, but hopefully Clackamas can put out a tough effort and have some good showings.
Yeah, the Les Schwab, does a great job, but it does look like it's favored for Sierra Canyon to make it at least to that quarterfinal round. Probably against Rainier Beach. So that'll be a great quarterfinal matchup happening at the Les Schwab Invitational. And then we have in the consolation bracket, first day out, we'll have Roosevelt versus Westview. Roosevelt's been playing super scrappy this season, doing a great job by Coach Law over there. But Westview, has two very dynamic players in Ian Batista and Dayton Jenkins who have been leading the way. Both guys have been on, double-double machines over there. And that 1-2-2 has been giving people a lot of fits so far this season as they've been able to sneak out some wins. Curtis, how do you see this matchup playing out?
This is the game where the winner, they don't advance in the bracket game. I think Roosevelt's a lot better than their record is. They're starting off the season 0-3, but their three losses have been to decent teams. I mean, they lost to West Albany, which doesn't look like a bad loss now after they beat Nelson. Knows at West Albany, and then they also lost to Jesuit, and they lost to Oregon City. So they've played three teams that are top 10 of their respective classes. So it doesn't mean Roosevelt's a bad team. They just had a gauntlet of a schedule to start off the season. And they're also a new team. They got hit with the transfer portal. They had six guys transfer out. And so as they're working to identify and establish their new identity with their new team, I could see them being a lot better team when we get to January. And so I got Westview in this game, but I think it'll be a lot closer than people think. I think Roosevelt is a feisty team, and typically kids in the PIL, they tend to play better when the bright lights are on, so... We'll see. Roosevelt does have some decent little guards. They have a freshman point guard in Tyville Hill, the younger brother of Terrence Hill. They got a versatile big man in Andrew Kim, who has a chance to be an all-league player this year. They have a couple other dynamic guards. And so, we'll see how it goes. But that's actually the first game of the whole tournament. So that'll crack it off at 10:30 a.m. at at Portland State downtown. The first game of the tournament is Westview Roosevelt, 10:30 a.m. Day after Christmas.
Yeah. So first game of the tournament, the Roosevelt Westview game. Second game is going to be a great one in Nelson and Park Rose. And then that third game will be Oregon City versus Southridge. And then coming up next would be Central Catholic and Canby. Some great games on that first day of the schedule. So that does it for the first round. If we're looking to the second round, we'll just kind of go through this pretty quick, Curtis. Looks like you predicted Columbus versus Park Rose. Who do you have in that matchup?
If it doesn't be in Columbus versus Park Rose or Columbus versus Nelson, I think I got Columbus. But I will say Park Rose has the guards to keep it close. If they can, but Columbus has the advantage on the size, so we'll see. I think Park Rose won't be scared. Definitely, they won't be scared. So I'll play this summer versus Rainier Beach. It was a close game. So I'll play this summer versus Central Catholic. It was a close game. So one team I know is not going to be scared to play out of state team would be Park Rose.
No, absolutely not. And a lot of those guys have a lot of AAU experience, so they played a lot against national guys. So there's definitely not going to be any fear in Park Rose's hearts on that one. And then the next matchup, you would have Central Catholic versus Tualatin. And that sounds like a great second-round matchup. How do you see that one shaking out if that is the next matchup?
I got Central Catholic. Central Catholic dynamic guards. I think it'll be a great game. I think they want a little payback from losing at the Child Center to them. And then also I think the wear and tear of the Capital City Classic may take a toll on Tualatin eventually.
Yeah, that's going to be a great matchup of guard play. Oh, my goodness. You have, Bam and Robbie versus Junior and Jermai. What a great matchup that is. Get your popcorn ready for that game. It'll be great.
Yeah, I know right now Jermai is the favorite for probably Oregon Gatorade Player of the Year. And also he's been ranked as the number one player in the state. And so I know there's a couple of guys on Central Catholic that think they have a claim to be the number one player in the state. So.
No, absolutely. A little grudge match is always good for competition. And then the next game looks like you predicted would be Southridge versus Rainier Beach. How do you see that one going down?
High-scoring game. I mean, you can see that one getting in the 80s and 90s. Rainier Beach likes to play up and down, score a lot of points. I think if Southridge shoots the ball well, they can hang in there for a while. But I'm curious to see how packed Portland State can get with Tyron Stokes being there. Last year, there were some great teams in there, but it wasn't the big names. This year, Tyron Stokes is the biggest name in high school basketball, as he's the number one player in the country. And then also you got J.J. Crawford, also is a huge name, is one of the top five players in his class. I've never seen Portland State packed to capacity, and so I wonder how big it can get. I mean, I want to see if everybody can show up to see Rainier Beach play. When Sierra Canyon was at Liberty and Bronny James was there, I mean, it was a packed house. So, I mean, I'm curious to see how packed it can get at Portland State.
Yeah, definitely. I know I'll be there for that game. Love watching big-time players play.
Don't jinx yourself. Hopefully you're in the game. Hopefully you're playing.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there regardless of what happens. But, yeah, I do plan on playing in that game. And then in the next round, you would have Jesuit versus Sierra Canyon. How do you see that game shaking out?
Sierra Canyon, big. More athletic. Guards are huge. I mean, Jesuit's guards are a little smaller. I mean, Sierra Canyon's guards are the size of their bigs. I mean, so, and they got a couple guys that have a chance to go to our high level power forward kids and projected lottery picks.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of size on that guard play over there. And so it looks like you have the final four as Columbus versus Central Catholic, and then you'd have Rainier Beach versus Sierra Canyon. In that Columbus Central Catholic game, how do you see that one?
Hopefully a good performance by Central Catholic kids, especially the ones who played AU with me, Cascade Kings. I'll get a chance to put their name on the map. I just think Columbus's size will be an advantage. They got a couple power forward kids, so I think their size would be an advantage for them. But I could see Central Catholic keeping it close. I could see it going either way, but I'm going to go with Columbus.
Columbus in that one. And then for the out-of-state teams, you have Rainier Beach versus Sierra Canyon. You know, that one's going to be big. I would expect that one should be a packed house for that game. How do you see that one shaking out?
I can see that being the best game of the tournament. High scoring. You got a couple of kids that play on the same AU team together, and J.J. Crawford and Jordan Mize, two of the top 2020, one top 2028 kid, one top 2029 kid in the country. I'm going to go with Sierra Canyon. I think Sierra Canyon. I got Sierra Canyon winning the whole tournament.
Okay.
And I got Sierra Canyon winning the whole tournament.
Sierra Canyon versus Columbus. You have Sierra Canyon winning it.
You got Sierra Canyon winning the whole tournament.
Over Columbus.
I got the winner of Sierra Canyon, Rainier Beach winning the whole tournament. The advantage Rainier Beach does have, though, is they only play three games in this tournament. Everybody else plays four because, you know, in high school, you're going to play a certain amount of games. That's how Gresham ran into that problem, too. They can only play three games. Yeah, I got Sierra Canyon and a close one. Sierra Canyon by two over Rainier Beach. And then I got Sierra Canyon beating Columbus in the championship.
All right. We'll mark it down. Curtis on record with his predictions for the LSI. We appreciate you putting your predictions on record. It should be a lot of fun day after Christmas. Hopefully everybody enjoys the holidays and gets lots of gifts. And then you have the gift of NBA games on the 25th. Then you got the gift of the Les Schwab Invitational the day after Christmas. So basketball never stops, and it's always going to be fun, especially for the Hypesville hoop season here at the Les Schwab Invitational. Appreciate you listening to Buckets in the 503. We'll be back in probably some episodes at the Les Schwab Invitational, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we'll definitely be there interviewing some players, coaches, things like that. And so we'll look forward to seeing a lot of people there and pack it out.
Until next time, keep your buckets up in the 503.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.